This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Much as it's early days yet in relief negotiations, it's early days too for the Biden administration overall, and so there are still a whole lot of open positions. Who gets which nomination always involves politics and connections and messaging and all of that, and on this program we try real hard to stay out of all of that. But there is a nomination in the economic policy world that's been generating quite a bit of debate of late. Who ought to run the office of the Comptroller of the Currency? Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
The candidates to run the nation's top banking regulator are reportedly Mirza Baradaran, an expert on banking and the racial wealth gap, and Michael Barr, who served in the Treasury Department of the Obama and Clinton administrations. Advocates of both are pushing hard because, says Ellen Seidman at the Urban Institute,
the OCC regulates 66% of the banking assets in the United States. So it has an outside influence on how those banks, and in fact, really all banks, operate.
It will also play a key role in the Biden administration's efforts to address economic inequality. Aaron Lockwood teaches political science at the University of California, Irvine.
The OCC is tasked with enforcing two pieces of legislation that are pretty central to the racial wealth gap and racial inequality. The first is the Fair Housing Act,
which is supposed to prevent housing discrimination. The other is the Community Reinvestment Act, which guides what national banks do in minority and low-income communities. Buzz Roberts runs the National Association of Affordable Housing Lenders.
The new Comptroller of the Currency is going to have to take another look at those rules and decide whether and how to reengage with the other banking agencies, as well as other stakeholders.
Everyone from consumers to banks to industry groups and advocates, many of whom are campaigning publicly and privately for their candidate of choice. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.